8 minutes past 8 o'clock, and it's First Thursday coming up tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Which is big news in Ballito, because at the Lifestyle Center at the Studios precinct, it's party time.
Oh, yeah.
And generally, there's a lovely art exhibition to go with it. And to tell us all about it, Sarah O'Reilly, who is the curator of that wonderful studio, the galleries.
Nice.
At the studios. I mean, it's very confusing. The studio at the gallery, at the studios. But you know what I'm talking about. Well, maybe you don't. Will you tell us about what I'm talking about, Sarah?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me. We're really excited. We can't believe there's another launch here. They seem to come around fast. But yes, tomorrow is First Thursdays, and we will be launching a new exhibition. The title of the exhibition is Periphery. We've got some really exciting work, some new artists, local, hailing from Tongaat and the Ballito area. So we're really excited to showcase some new talent.
Okay.
And I think you will be blown away by some of the work that you will see.
Nice. Well, you are. I've been very impressed with the way the gallery has expanded and is beautifully curated at the moment.
Thank you.
Full credit to you.
Thank you.
So there are new works on display. Clearly, there's some interesting, and I see some of the local celebrity artists are also displaying.
Definitely, we've got some of our our favorites. We've got Jane Digby, we've got Nicole Pletz. We've got Major and Lovu. We've got Darren Reddy's, one of our new ones, as well as Ashley Metz. So they are two first-timers in the gallery, which is very exciting.
And for the art world, I think in general, it's a tough way to make a living, hey?
Yeah.
Incredibly tough. Yeah.
And to get a break to be able to display in a gallery gives you credibility as an artist.
100%.
So you're doing wonderful stuff for local artists and South African artists. And sooner or later there will be a big South African art exhibition doing a tour of America at the moment, curated by, it's the Nando's collection.
Yes, I did see that.
You did?
Yes.
It's very interesting for me to see it was a fantastic initiative, I think. Philanthropists, in a sense, sometimes that art-loving philanthropists can make a big difference globally to the image of, I suppose it's a wonderful positive for South Africa in the sea of negativity. Art does that.
The Nando's artistry, is so well-known in South Africa, so it's so wonderful seeing it acknowledged, on broader... On broader spaces,
Maybe a broader canvas would be a lovely
there we go.
But it, in a sense, makes art very much more, I suppose, de rigueur, collectible, desirable. Mm-hmm. People now that would normally have bought a poster or some nonsense to put on the wall, now looking at works of art, fine art, as seriously cool. This is good news for art.
It is. I mean, and there's a lot of shift happening, I think, in the art world in terms of buying and I've seen some articles around collectors and the way that collectors are looking at what they buy is shifting.
Yeah.
They're not just going for top names necessarily and top prices, because obviously there's that assumption that if something's expensive it must be valuable.
It must be good. Expensive it is valuable.
Well, it is valuable, but it might
not be good.
So that's exciting as well. There are definitely shifts happening, and hopefully those will also benefit us.
I'm a huge supporter of the arts in all forms, because I think it expresses the best and sometimes highlights the worst in humanity. But it makes you think about it in a different way, about life and the transience of it and the importance of stopping and appreciating for a moment the nuances. And this is what makes things so special.
I love that you've said that, because it's so true. And there's some beautiful moments in this exhibition in particular, looking at Periphery, and obviously in coming up with the theme there were connections to those living on the margins or people on the margins or situations and what's happening outside the center, you know. So yeah. We all kind of caught up in our busy lives and we focus on one thing and we forget about what's happening sort of without the horse blinkers. Mm. And but there's some beautiful moments, but looking at potentially challenging or hard situations in terms of marginalized people or being placed on the periphery, and then but also celebrating them and finding beautiful ways to allow for contemplation without it necessarily having to be a threatening thing. Mm-hmm. So there's some challenging topics coming up in this exhibition that artists are looking at, which is exciting. I mean, I always get excited when, you know, it's not purely the aesthetic. There's more to it. It's meaty.
There's a story behind it.
Exactly. Yeah. And there is a lot of that. And it's very exciting. But it's still just a feast for the eyes.
Hmm. Well, it opens tomorrow for the first Thursday. Ooh. And it's generally speaking well attended, these first Thursday events.
Okay.
Because it's not just lip service. It really is a celebration of a place and a time and a space and a community.
100%.
So if you want to be part of that.
Yeah.
And the beauty is you don't have to spend money or anything to get through the door. That's free. Unusually so.
Do you really need a palette for art to attend, to enjoy, to really engulf in any exhibition, really?
Do you need a palette?
Do you need to be able to
palette? If you want to paint a picture, you probably need to. If you want to just go along and enjoy.
Oh, I love that. China. That's actually... That's so ambiguous.
A palette and a palette.
Yeah.
No. I think that the beauty of it is you can come and just enjoy the visual. You can come and engage with it on the level that you want to engage with it.
Okay.
You know, it's a space that is about creating a space for community to come and to be fed.
Yeah.
And to just take a moment to stop, be still.
Mm.
So no, definitely not. And there is something for everyone at First Thursdays, and that's the beautiful thing. You know, you've got wine tasting, you've got delicious food, you've got live music, and then tomorrow night we actually also have a live art performance taking place from our local artist who's also part of the exhibition, Suchi, who I think is becoming known in our well known in our area.
Yeah.
She's done some amazing collaborations, especially for to donate to charities and NGOs and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so she's going to be doing a live performance, art performance for us at 7 p.m. as part of First Thursdays tomorrow. So that's one not to be missed.
Well, it's all happening at the Lifestyle Center Studios precinct. And the curator of the gallery, Sarah O'Reilly, has been with us to bring to your attention the fact that it's happening. And it's going to definitely be something that you will want to be at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So make it a date. It starts around about, well, it's kind of...
6 p.m., yeah.
I think the earlier afternoon stuff starts, you know, just gets going then. But officially around 6 o'clock is where the real buzz begins nicely. So be there and enjoy what there is. And thank you so much, Sarah, for
popping
in. And we'll hopefully see you there tomorrow if I'm allowed out. In
the morning. Look forward to it.
Continues.